There's a flood of political books and memoirs available in this election year. We found a librarian who recommends you look to older material.
Her name is Nancy Pearl, and she's gathering up reading material for people who are interested in politics but are disgusted every time they turn on the news.
Oh, good. Here's Robert Penn Warren's All the King's Men. You can't do better than this.
In the midst of a long election season, Pearl is in a Washington, D.C. bookstore called Politics and Prose. She's the author of Book Lust, recommended reading for every mood, moment, and reason.
War Just, A Dangerous Friend, The American Ambassador.
You need help carrying your books?
Oh, no, I'm an old librarian. I can hold these books.
When we asked for political recommendations, Nancy Pearl deliberately avoided nonfiction. Her list offers no Richard Clark, no Bob Woodward, no rants by pundits of the left or right. She argues that fiction offers an antidote to the ugliness of modern campaigns.
We're heading into the silly season. There's going to be a lot of stuff that you're just going to wince when you hear it, and we're going to see the same ads over and over again. And to go back and read Gore Vidal's books about Aaron Burr and Lincoln, and I think it gives me a longer view.
Though not necessarily a brighter view. Consider a book on a high shelf.
We can't talk about political fiction without talking about Democracy by Henry Adams, which is a little high for a short person, but there it is.
That novel was written by a descendant of two presidents who, from his insider's perch, skewered the politicians of his day.
In 1876, Henry Adams wrote a novel called Democracy, an American novel, but he published it anonymously because it named names. And it reminded me, when I was rereading this, I thought of Joe Klein publishing Primary Colors anonymously, because it was too, in some ways, too dangerous to have Henry Adams coming out with all of these well-known people that everybody could identify, just as we could identify the people in Primary Colors.
It was obviously Bill Clinton running for president.
Absolutely, right.
Who's obviously here? Anybody
whose
names we still know today?
Oh, this is the Reconstruction period, so set right after the Civil War. There are very familiar names in here. The Gores are here.
You mean Al Gore's ancestors?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And
right.
How was this book received when it came out?
Oh, it was like a scandal. I mean, and everybody was trying to identify who wrote it. I mean, it was just, it told the truth about politics. And the truth it told was that politics is all expediency. And you can start out with the best of motives, and what you end up with is what's going to get you reelected.
From the bottom of her stack of books, Nancy Pearl produces All the King's Men. It tells the story of a man much like Huey Long, the Depression-era governor and senator from Louisiana.
This is the kind of book where you have to stop every paragraph or so and just say, how could he put words together like that?
The narrator of that story is sent to find a secret that can destroy the governor's political rival, but that may also destroy the narrator himself.
The end of man is knowledge, but there is one thing he can't know. He can't know whether knowledge will save him or kill him. There's the cold in your stomach, but you open the envelope. You have to open the envelope, for the end of man is to know.
That is a little bit different tone that struck on your average edition of Crossfire. Nancy Pearl is the author of Book Lust, which includes, among other things, recommended political readings.